After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them,
Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? Say, The Lord needs it.
Those who were sent ahead went and found it, just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them,
Why are you tying the colt?
They replied, The Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples.
I tell you,
he replied,
if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.
As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said,
If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes.
Ben, after that, can I ask you one really important question? Have you been eating more Easter eggs again?
Yeah, I have, even in the reading. I just can't help myself, but to be honest, I feel a bit sick now. I've had way too many of these things. I wish Dave only got me one of them.
As I said before, Ben, Easter eggs can't give you what you're really waiting for.
Yeah, can we get back to that thing? Because I've seen that I've been waiting for these Easter eggs. And now I got them. They didn't give me what I wanted. So you were about to tell me when King Jesus came into Jerusalem. That's what everyone had been waiting for. He said even that the stones would cry out if the people did not praise him. What was it like, Luke?
Oh, it was massive. It was so big. The shouts were so loud. The atmosphere was incredible. You will never see anything like it, Ben, ever.
I tell you what, this crowd, I've seen this crowd go crazy before. They're pretty loud. I don't know if they could match it.
Well, they don't look pretty crazy to me,
to be honest.
I don't think they'll be as loud as they were in Jerusalem. And to be honest, given the fact we're in a global pandemic, you're not allowed to be very loud anyway. But I want you to look like you're going to be very loud. I want you to clap. I want you to stamp your feet. I want you to look like you're making an awful lot of noise.
Can you do that?
But you can't. Just with your feet and with your hands. Ooh. And that. Come on, Joe. Get them going. Come on. Well, that's pretty good. That is pretty crazy, Ben.
Whoa, that was a bit scary, to be honest. Was that what it was like?
Well, that's pretty close, pretty close. Okay. I can imagine. It helps me imagine. It takes me back to that moment, Ben.
Yeah. Oh, even the mic.
Sorry.
Are we okay? Now.
I'm getting carried away, Ben. It's just too exciting for me.
Well, I get carried away, but let's be honest. It doesn't matter if we're just making noise for nothing. It doesn't matter, does it? I want to know, what were you waiting for? Why were you making so much noise in Jerusalem?
Well, that's it. There were three reasons, Ben. I'll go through them now. The first one is, why do we wait for King Jesus? Why do we do that? Because we were created by God to know Jesus and to enjoy his peace. The second reason why we wait for King Jesus is because we have rejected God. We've ruined his world and there is no peace. And the third reason why we wait for King Jesus is because Jesus is the King who God promised to bring peace.
Wow. Okay. Do you understand that, everyone? That's what they were waiting for. That's why they made so much noise. Now, I still have more questions, Luke. When you say Jesus comes to bring peace, that third point, what do you mean by that?
Well, peace is what it feels like when everything is right with the world. We all worry and we get anxious because we're always looking for something more. Mm. But peace is what it's like when you get what you're made for.
Mm. I see. So I get that now. The Easter eggs couldn't give me what I wanted. But you're saying that King Jesus is the one we've been made for.
That's right, Ben.
Right, okay.
It is something that is worth waiting for. Something far better than your Easter eggs.
Wow.
Although if you want to share any of them...
No, Ben. I get your point. Okay, I understand that. Why does he come to Jerusalem to bring peace? Why not come to Cardiff?
Well, Ben, as much as I love Cardiff, Jerusalem is special.
Why?
Because Jerusalem means the city of peace. Jesus is the King of Peace and he's entering the city of peace.
Wow, that's so cool. The King of Peace enters the city of peace. Is that why they were all shouting out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest."
Absolutely, Ben, that's it. That's why all those miracles, all the healings that he did, as well as coming in on a donkey, show that he is the promised king. Oh, it was so full of joy, Ben. People were throwing their coats on the floor. In fact, I didn't see many coat throwing earlier on. We might come back to that later on. People were throwing their coats on the floor before him. Do you think your crowd could match how joyful they were? And I want to see a bit of coat throwing.
Yeah.
In a COVID-safe environment.
Could we do that, do you think? Can you see the words are on the screen? If we can all say it together, don't shout, but we can say it together and look as joyful as you can. Do you think, Joe, do you think we'd be able to do that? Yeah?
Throw the coats
on the floor while we say these words together. Let's try that. Okay.
Looking really joyful.
Oh, I'll let you prepare. And you can prepare at home. I'm sure you've got coats all over the place. Okay. Come on. Should we stand? Let's try and do what they did in Jerusalem. Okay, we're going to start after three and we're going to say it together, okay? Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Blessed is the King. Who comes in the name of the Lord.
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Whoa! I forgot my coat. Wow. Oh, that's impressive. Well done. I hope you enjoyed that at home too. I mean, that sounds like quite the celebration. So Jerusalem got the King of Peace coming to them. But what about us? How can we get in on this, Luke?
Well, first of all, Ben, that was fantastic celebration and great reading. It's lovely to hear that and to see that. All you have to do, Ben, is to turn to Jesus. Put your trust in him. Stop putting your hopes in other things, especially those Easter eggs. Jesus is the only one who can give you peace.
Wow. How do I know Jesus won't let me down, like with those Easter eggs earlier?
Because you were made for this. You were made for God, Ben. You were not made for those Easter eggs.
Wow. Do we get that? You were made for God, not for Easter eggs.
And here's the main lesson, Ben.
Yeah.
Why wait for King Jesus? Because he alone brings peace. Why wait for King Jesus? Because he alone will bring peace.
Wow, he'll put an end to our waiting. He will bring us peace. That's amazing. Now, this is really important for all of us. So I want you to talk together about this thing. And we've given some questions to help you talk about it. Okay? So they're going to come up on the screen now. In your groups, answer these three questions. Number one, why wait for King Jesus? Number two, what is peace? And number three, why can only King Jesus bring you peace? Why can only King Jesus bring you peace? Okay, are we ready to come back? Good, well done. It's good to talk about these things. Should we bring our eyes back here? I hope you're ready at home as well. Why wait for Jesus? because you were made to find all of your desires in him. You were made for Jesus. And only Jesus can bring rescue. At the moment in this world, we don't have peace. We don't have peace in the world. We don't have peace even in our own hearts. But Jesus brings us peace. That's so important for you to know that now. Only Jesus can bring you peace. No one else can bring you the peace that he gives. He brings us back to God our Father so that we may enjoy his presence. When I was a young boy, I remember when I was a teenager, I used to look all different places. I wanted to be a great footballer or a great rugby player. I wanted to be famous, someone everyone would know and say, oh, Ben is great. But I found when I grew older that those things I looked for all of my desires in, none of them satisfied me. But when I turned to King Jesus, it took me a long time, but when I turned to King Jesus, I found everything I wanted in him. And I really want that for you too. I really wish and pray that you would turn to King Jesus and find peace in him. So we're going to pray together now. We're going to go to King Jesus. And I'm going to lead us all in prayer to him. Don't miss him. Don't miss King Jesus. Turn to him now in prayer. Let's do that together. King Jesus, you are the King of Peace. And you entered into the city of peace and gave them everything. And yet, Lord, we know many people have rejected you in this world and even back in Jerusalem. Many people turned away from you. They looked elsewhere. Lord Jesus, I pray we would not make that same mistake today. Lord, I pray for everyone here that they would turn to you in faith and put their trust in you. And I pray that we would know your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Please speak to us. And Father, we want to thank you for giving us Jesus as our King. May you change us. May you be with us in this week to come. Lord, I particularly pray not just for the young people here, but also for the parents. Lord, we are so full of anxieties. There is pressure all around us. And sometimes, Lord, it feels hard to get a moment's peace. But I pray that you, Lord, would lift up their hearts and their spirits for the week ahead. God, give them peace. You abound in peace. Let us know that now, I pray. Lift up our spirits. Be with us. Teach us about your Son and help us to walk with him. So, Father, we lift up all these requests to you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, our King. Amen.